Blog Talk Radio.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. Welcome to Deeper Truth. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Today is the sixth week in ordinary time, February 18th, 2023, the Feast of Blessed John of Fiesale. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come. Your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death, that our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times. Excuse me. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. And my Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And so let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come. Ten scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come.
Our Daily Readings, February 18, 2023, Saturday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. Reading 1 from the Book of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, we understand that the universe was ordered by the Word of God, so that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Though through this, he was attested to be righteous, God bearing witness to his gifts. And through this, though dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was found no more because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, he was attested to have pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For anyone who approaches God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned about what was not yet seen, with reverence, built an ark for the salvation of his household. Through this, he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes through faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the responsorial psalm, I will praise your name forever, Lord. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty and tell of your wondrous works. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Hallelujah. The heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, "Why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He told them, "Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed John of Fiesole, the patron of Christian artists, was born around 1400 in a village overlooking Florence. He took up painting as a young boy and studied under the watchful eye of a local painting master. While he was still a youth, he was attracted to the religious life and asked to be received into a stricter discipline in the order of friars, preachers, called the Observance, which had been established in the convent at Fiesole. He diligently took up all of the duties imposed by the brethren of superiors. It was the fame of his outstanding artwork, particularly painting, that spread far and wide. Therefore, commissions for his work became more frequent and urgent. Fra Angelico, his patron saint of Catholic artists, shown some of his great works can be seen. The first is detailed from the Fiasco, appearing to Mary after the resurrection. The Transfiguration and the Annunciation are among his paintings. The patron of Christian artists was born around 1400 in a village overlooking Florence. And he took up painting as a young boy and studied under the watchful eye of a local painting master. He joined the Dominicans at age 20, taking the name Fra Giovanni. Eventually came to be known as Fra Angelico, perhaps a tribute to his own angelic qualities, or maybe the devotional tone of his works. He continued to study painting and perfect his own technique, which included broad brush strokes, vivid colors, and generous lifelike figures. Michelangelo once said of Fra Angelico, one has to believe that this good monk has visited paradise and been allowed to choose his model. Whatever his subject matter, Fra Angelico sought to generate feelings of religious devotion in response to his paintings. Among the most famous works are the Annunciation and Descent from the Cross, as well as frescoes in the monastery of San Marco in Florence. Angelico was a tireless worker and finished a great number of paintings in his lifetime. But thinking it would somehow be against God's will, he never retouched or reworked any of them. He always prayed when he painted, and he would say, to paint the things of Christ, one must live with Christ. Pope Eugenius IV called him to Rome while Brother John was painting the Basilica of St. Peter's and the Vatican's Palace. Eugenius IV took the most opportunity not only to admire the virtue of this outstanding artist, but even more than that, the piety of this religious, his observance of the rule, his humility, and his memorable spirit that made many people his own. Nicholas V had an exceptional opinion about Brother John, for he honored and reverenced this man alone because of the integrity of his life and the excellence of his morals. Therefore, he commissioned him to decorate private chapel. When Brother John had finished it, it almost seemed a prayer expressed with painted color. He also observed in leadership positions within the Dominican order. At one point, Pope Eugenius approached him about serving as Archbishop of Florence. Fra Angelico declined, preferring a simpler life. He died in 1455. Whoever does the work of Christ ought always to stay close to Christ. This was a motto constantly repeated by Brother John of Fiesole. Wow. And that is so how true that is. I'll say, whoever does the work of Christ ought always to stay close to Christ. Because of the highest integrity of his life and the almost divine beauty of his paintings, particularly those of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Fra Angelico's gravestone in the Dominican Church of Santa Maria says, when singing my praise, don't liken my talents to those. Say rather that in the name of Christ, I gave all I had to the poor. The deeds that count on earth are not the ones that count in heaven. I, Giovanni, am the flower of Tuscany. O God, in your providence, you inspired Blessed Fra Angelico to portray the beauty and sweetness of heaven. By his prayers and the example of his virtues, grant that we may manifest this splendor to our brothers and sisters. Blessed Angelico, pray for us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for these great saints. And you don't have second best, Lord. You have the best. All these great men and women who served you through their talents and art are here for us to see and to appreciate and to see your glory in what they did for you, and help us to live out that glory for you, Lord. And thank you prosper. All of these things that we have, all the gifts you've given us, the ability to take this worldwide is amazing. Thank you, Lord. You are the great I am, as we showed in the beginning here. You are the great I am. And without you, we can do nothing. So let us hold on fast to our holy Catholic faith. Let us praise your holy name forever. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise your name forever, Lord. And let us close it as we began, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And make the Mass the center of your life, and pray the Rosary. And pray for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. When you go to Mass, you receive the actual body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. When you go to confession, you receive a judgment, a re-judgment of mercy. And Jesus will honor that judgment when you stand before him, faces justice. He will honor that mercy he bestows on you in the confessional. So make this our way of life, to take the gifts that the Lord is giving us for eternal life. Let's live it. In the military, we would say we're living the dream and living the legend. But in our holy Catholic faith, we are living the blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we will close. And good day. Good day. Amen.